Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Sunday, July 31st. Happy Resurrection Day. I'm reading from the New International Version. We're picking up in Deuteronomy chapter 18. We'll be reading Psalm 65 today and then 1 Thessalonians chapter 3. In the book of Deuteronomy, you'll remember that Moses is continuing to give wisdom for the people as they enter the Promised Land. And the two titles in these sections of Deuteronomy chapter 18 are offerings for the priests and the Levites, and then detestable practices. Deuteronomy 18, verses 1 through 13. The Levitical priest, indeed the whole tribe of Levi, are to have no allotment or inheritance with Israel. They shall live on the food offerings presented to the Lord, for that is their inheritance. They shall have no inheritance among their fellow Israelites. The Lord is their inheritance, as he promised them. This is the share due the priest from the people who sacrifice a bull or a sheep, the shoulder, the internal organs, and the meat from the head. You are to give them the first fruits of your grain, new wine and olive oil, and the first wool from the shearing of your sheep. For the Lord your God has chosen them and their descendants out of your tribes to stand and minister in the Lord's name always. If a Levite moves from one of your towns anywhere in Israel where he is living and comes in all earnestness to the place the Lord will choose, he may minister in the name of the Lord his God like all his fellow Levites who serve there in the presence of the Lord. He is to share equally in their benefits, even though he has received money from the sale of family possessions. When you enter the land the Lord your God is giving you, do not learn to imitate the detestable ways of the nations there. Let no one be found among you who sacrifices their son or daughter in the fire, who practices divination or sorcery, interprets omens, engages in witchcraft, or casts spells, or who is a medium or spiritist, or who consults the dead. Anyone who does these things is detestable to the Lord. Because of these same detestable practices, the Lord your God will drive out those nations before you. You must be blameless before the Lord your God. As we move to the Psalms, let's turn over to Psalm 65. This is a beautiful psalm that reminds us that God hears our prayers and he forgives our sins and that he is awesome in all the earth, that his power formed the earth, the mountains, all of creation. And then the psalm ends by saying that the creation shouts for joy and sings. And there's this beautiful note in my study Bible that says this: in the exuberant language of the psalmist, all creation, even its inanimate elements, joins the human chorus to celebrate the goodness of God in creation. They celebrate blessing and redemption. And so if you have an opportunity right now, I just ask you to look around, look outside the window, or if you're on a walk, look up at the trees and the sky, look at the meadow, look at the hills or the mountains, and ask God to speak to you about his creative nature and his glory. Psalm 65. For the director of music, a psalm of David, a song. Praise awaits you, our God, in Zion. To you our vows will be fulfilled. You who answer prayer, to you all people will come. When we were overwhelmed by sins, you forgave our transgressions. Blessed are those you choose to bring near and live in your courts. We are filled with the good things of your house, of your holy temple. You answer us with awesome and righteous deeds, God our Savior, the hope of all the ends of the earth and of the farthest seas, who formed the mountains by your power, having armed yourself with strength, who stilled the roaring of the seas, the roaring of their waves, and the turmoil of the nations. The whole earth is filled with awe at your wonders. Where morning dawns, where evening fades, you call forth songs of joy. You care for the land and water it. You enrich it abundantly. The streams of God are filled with water to provide the people with grain, for so you have ordained it. You drench its furrows and level its ridges. You soften it with showers and bless its crops. You crown the year with your bounty, and your carts overflow with abundance. The grasslands of the wilderness overflow. The hills are clothed with gladness. The meadows are covered with flocks, and the valleys are mantled with grain. They shout for joy and sing. Now let's move over to 1 Thessalonians, and we'll be in chapter 3 today. In this chapter, we'll find the middle prayer in verses 9, I think, through 13. So be listening for a prayer that Paul prays for the Thessalonians and also for us. So when we could stand it no longer, we thought it best to be left by ourselves in Athens. We sent Timothy, who is our brother and co-worker in God's service in spreading the gospel of Christ, to strengthen and encourage you in your faith, so that no one would be unsettled by these trials. For you know quite well that we are destined for them. In fact, when we were with you, we kept telling you that we would be persecuted, and it turned out that way, as you well know. For this reason, when I could stand it no longer, I sent to find out about your faith. I was afraid that in some way the tempter had tempted you, and that our labors might have been in vain. But Timothy has just now come to us from you and has brought good news about your faith and love. He has told us that you always have pleasant memories of us, and that you long to see us, just as also we long to see you. Therefore, brothers and sisters, in all our distress and persecution, we were encouraged about you because of your faith. For now we really live, since you are standing firm in the Lord. How can we thank God enough for you in return for all the joy we have in the presence of our God because of you? Night and day we pray most earnestly that we may see you again and supply what is lacking in your faith. Now, may the God and Father Himself and our Lord Jesus clear the way for us to come to you. May the Lord make your love increase and overflow for each other and for everyone else, just as ours does for you. May He strengthen your heart so that you will be blameless and holy in the presence of our God and Father when our Lord Jesus comes with all His holy ones. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. I hope you have a wonderful day where you worship the Lord in community with others if you can get out and about. Remember our youth today as they are on their beach retreat, many of them, and Wayne is leading, and remember Mark Rector as he will be preaching in Wayne's absence today. As we close the podcast today, I thought you might enjoy hearing the youth worship the Lord on the retreat. This is a recording from Saturday morning. Have a great day. Neither high